Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today, the church celebrates St. Luke. Now, there honestly isn't a whole lot known about this man. He's not the 12. He was a physician, yet God knew him to write a gospel. St. Luke was an evangelist, a prophet. St. Luke had not been present for the majority of the events that are written in his gospel. And yet he made sure to meticulously find all of these different eyewitnesses, and with the Holy Spirit working in him, wrote them down. St. Luke had a goal. Better yet, God had a goal to use St. Luke for his good. In the very beginning of his gospel, we read these words: "For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth the order of declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed." Now, St. Luke is a wonderful gospel, and I think it really is well in the King James. It reminds us of Luke chapter 2, Christmas Eve, right? King James. "For unto us a child is born," right? And so we get these words, and we get the sense of why Luke writes these words. It's to establish the things that are certain, so that we may be instructed. Not just taught what we need for this life, but everything that we need in the life to come. St. Luke was often considered one of the 72 sent out by Jesus in our gospel lesson, but we really don't know for sure. So what do we know? We know that he was a physician, a man who cared for the bodies of people, and that God would also use him to care for souls. In the Revelation, we see living creatures. One of them is an ox with wings. And largely, this has been held to be this evangelist, St. Luke. We know that Luke wrote this gospel, and that he also wrote the first history of the church. For St. Luke also wrote Acts, reminding us that there is a continuation from the work and person of Jesus into the history of the church. That the church, called by God to be the bridegroom of Christ, continues the work that Jesus has set forth. That the church as the bride of Christ continues to exist so that we may call people to hear about our groom, Jesus. Luke, a physician, was called to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so I am reminded that this man who followed St. Paul on his missionary journeys, who followed a man who had been so detestable to the church that he gathered them together to be murdered, and then God used him to write the majority of the New Testament. Luke, a man, gave the gospel of Jesus Christ to others. And dear children, it is my hope today that that box that I have talked about in the past, that box that American Christianity and our culture and our society has convinced you, dear children, that a box is used, that you put your faith in that box, and the only time you're allowed to open that box is when you're within the walls of this sanctuary. I want that box utterly destroyed today, because I want you to be so filled with the Holy Spirit, so filled with the love of God, that you can do nothing else but proclaim that beautiful message to all around you. We have been convinced here in America that there are two things that you are not allowed to talk about, and they are politics and religion. Now, whether or not you talk about politics, that's up to you. But I tell you, dear children of God, you must talk about your faith. The words of Jesus must be on your lips, on your heart, for we have a world that desperately needs it. If you cannot share with your own family, those that you love, the only thing that will save them, then how are we to share it with anyone else? More important than anything else in this world, More important than whether or not the Packers beat the Buccaneers is the fact that Jesus Christ suffered death to save sinners. That is the most important thing you can ever share with anyone. And you should, you must, because this world is broken and destroying. And we have a duty. We have the most beautiful message in the world. Why would we not share it? Why would we not start with our own families? Jesus said that households would be divided for my name. Maybe so, if that is his will. They need to know the truth of Jesus. If his parents can share our children who Jesus is, then we damn them hell. God use his children to proclaim his message. He should say, right, you faith, you have, you come, you get a car. Instead, he says, I will work through means. And he works through his word and his sacraments. His word proclaimed and read. You do not need to have a soul as a pastor. You do not need to be a pastor in order to share good news of Jesus Christ. Start with your house. Start your own family. Talk it to your words. When you gather around water with Ellen, make sure what you did over the weekend includes what you did this morning. This is the most important thing you can ever share with another soul. This is the only thing that leads to eternity. Faith in Jesus Christ. All of the other things are merely small talk. This is the only thing that saves. Jesus Christ took upon that person's sins, died for them. God took on flesh to walk around with his creation and to suffer the death that we deserve. We need to share this message, dear children of God. We must. We have a world that so desperately needs it. We have a community first that also needs it. Waterford is a community. These are our neighbors. We should freely share the gospel with them. We should grab their hands, pray with them, and tell them, I have something I need to share with you today. And it is the most important thing that you will ever hear. I have a God, and you have a God, that loved you so much that he sent his only begotten Son to suffer and die for you on the cross. But guess what? He has conquered death. He is alive. Let me tell you about him. Come and see. Let me show you who this crucified and risen Lord is. Dear Christians, this needs to be our focus. That box needs to be smashed. These four walls are not the only place that you can let your faith shine. Let it shine in everything you say. Let it shine in everything you do. If you hate for it, if you lose friends over it, then don't be. This is what we are called to, children. We all share a message. A message of Jesus Christ. The eyes of the blind are opened. The ears of the deaf are unstopped. The lame man leaps like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sings for joy. If we know this, and we know that eternal life hangs in the balance, we will fulfill his will. We will claim the message he's given us. We will let his word be the lamp that lights our path. But his word is. We eat word each and every day so that when we speak, his words are on our tongue. In his word is the power and authority of God. The Holy Spirit is given through those words when they are read and proclaimed. Share them. St. Paul writes to Timothy that everyone had abandoned him, that he alone gave this confession. But he said, I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Luke alone was with him. And Luke wrote this gospel so that we might all know who Jesus is, who God from eternity is, his work of creation, of redemption, and of sanctification. Our hearts overflow with a pleasing theme. Our tongues become like the pen of a ready scribe because the word of God is sweet. That is what we should ingest, and that is what should flow from our lips. We give thanks to God. Today, salvation has come to this house, we heard in our Alleluia verse. Today, salvation is coming right here. You have heard your sins confessed. You have heard that your sins are absolved. And you will hear the words of Jesus proclaimed over bread and wine so that what you receive is the body and blood of Jesus given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Why would we not want to share this with people that we love? People that we know that Jesus loved enough to die for. It doesn't matter if you know them or not. Jesus loved them to the point of death. Share it with them. We should love his appearing. We should know that even though Paul had been left, the Lord was still with him. He said, "But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me." Even if you do not know what the words are that you need to say, simply share them, Jesus. Hold their hands and pray with them. Hold them in your arms. Hug them. Show them the compassion that Christianity has shown for 2,000 years. Show them acts of mercy. Show them love. Jesus told the 72 that he'd be sent out as lambs in the midst of wolves. The world run by its prince, the devil, will seek to devour you and your faith. But you have God on your side. He won't leave you. He will not forsake you. He will be with you every step of the way. Jesus Christ, your God and Lord, he is the only hope for salvation. He needs you to tell them, children. Share with the joy you were raised. Share with the joy St. Luke wrote, wonders of his love. And so the church sings, "For that beloved physician, all praise whose gospel shows, the healer of the nations, the one who shares our woes. Your wine and oil, O Savior, upon our spirits pour, and with true balm of Gilead, anoint us evermore. Amen." The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.